Robbie Davis Jr. extended his brilliant career to 18 fights and 17 wins this weekend when he beat Glenn Foote at the Metro Radio Arena up in Newcastle. A unanimous decision, a really impressive performance, and it means he gets the British super lightweight title and the Commonwealth strap as well. Good afternoon, Robbie. Congratulations.
Hey, Matt, you're all right?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How did it feel to get those belts around your waist?
Oh, it was amazing. Amazing feeling in a great atmosphere as well. And it was a hard-fought fight as well, so I really felt like I earned them as well.
Well, you certainly did. You've waited a long, long time to get these kind of titles as well. You've had a career which has been building up to moments like this, and I guess it must have just felt really rewarding as well.
Yeah, it felt like everything came around all at the right time and all at once as well. Like you were saying there, I've had times in my career where it's been like it's going to take off and then it hasn't, and then the same things happened again. But going up there to Newcastle and the atmosphere was electric, and there was big support from the northeast, and then I brought an absolute army with me from Merseyside, and it just made the event and the night even better for myself.
Certainly did. As I say, unanimous decision. There was no question over the results. Talk us through the fight from your perspective.
Yeah, it was because of the big cut in the second round. I changed my game plan a little bit because of the way he fought. He was doing rough house tricks, like rubbing on the cut and leaning his head on and things like that, trying to make it worse. So I was always planning on, from the middle round, I was going to start putting the pressure on him once he'd, like, the stinger gone out of his shot. But because my cut was bad and I was nervous in case, like, he hit it again and then maybe got stopped on the cut, I changed my tactics and started going on the back foot and walking him onto, like, the cleaner scoring shots, where he was more just trying to rough it up. And by the mid to late round, so he'd, like, ran out of ideas, I thought, and I always felt like I was taking over from the middle rounds.
How hard is it to change your game plan midway through a fight? Because you'll have been working on that game plan ever since you knew that you were going to be fighting Glenn Foote.
Yeah, it's just one of them things. Obviously, you've got to always, in boxing, you've got to have these plan A, B and C, because you never know what's going to happen. You could break your hand, you could cut your eye. There's absolutely anything that can happen in them sort of fights. But it became one of them fights where it wasn't so much the tactics. It was basically just do what you have to do to make sure you get the win. And I just thought in my head, I'm just make sure he can't hit me and just land the clean scoring shots. What are going to catch the judges' eyes?
And you certainly did catch the judges' eyes. It's Radio City Talk. I'm speaking to Robbie Davis Jr. after his brilliant win against Glenn Foote at the weekend. Did it help having a couple of other Scousers on the card as well, with Anthony Fowler and Craig Glover alongside you?
Oh, the pressure weighing half on, though. First Craig Glover goes on and he has one of the fights of his life. Stops Filali in an unbelievable scrap, and apparently looked sensational doing it. Then Anthony Fowler comes on and absolutely obliterates his opponent. I was like, oh, I've got to get the hat-trick sorted here for Liverpool.
It must have been great, though, for the atmosphere as well, having the other two Scousers on the card as well, because they'll have brought their own fans, but all three of your lots of fans will have been in it together, and that will have really helped, given that you were the away fighter.
Yeah, even when I was walking out to the ring, Glenn walked out to the ring first, and it was like a mixed crowd. He had a few cheers and he had a few boos, and I felt like the way I'd held myself in the week up in the northeast, I had plenty of the northeast on my side as well. I didn't carry myself like, say, running my mouth or throwing bouquets at myself or anything like that. So I really felt like I had a lot of their support as well. And on the combined with all the Liverpool of my fans, Fowler's fans, and Craig Glover's fans, I felt like the place was erupting for me when I was walking out. So even when I was actually in the fight, you can't really hear much because you're zoned in like tunnel vision, but walking out into that atmosphere was unbelievable.
Yeah, it sounded unbelievable from the TV as well. So we talked last week before the fight about how this could open doors for you, and the future is looking even brighter now with those two titles around your waist.
Yeah, definitely. I've already spoke to Eddie since. He wanted to get me out in December, but obviously because of the cut, I'm going to have to put back a little bit longer. I've got to do what's best for me in health first, but just got to basically see how soon it will be cleared up, obviously, because it was 9-10 stitches. It was quite a nasty cut. But then I'll be looking to get out as soon as possible. I'll literally only have a couple of weeks off and I'll be back in the gym, whether my eye's better or not. I'll still start checking over training, and then Eddie will come up with something for me as soon as possible. So just having that sort of thing where someone's going to have something ready for you straight away is just what I've been waiting for. Like you know yourself, I've been sitting around sometimes after fights and I've had to stay in the gym for as long as possible just in case something pops up, where now there's a bit more structure to when my next fight's going to be and things like that. So it's just better for me on my mind and preparation and things like that.
Any names mentioned by Eddie?
No, he never mentions any names at all, but I always have a list of names in my head. If they ask me once, I'm gonna reel a list off going in and about him. You know what I mean? But there's a few people fighting before Christmas, who were all in my weight, and a few of them come through with good wins. They could make for good fights with me. I know Eddie likes a few of the domestic names, but if there's a domestic name, I want him to be one of the bigger domestic names, not just someone that's just working the way up on the record, like 10-0 with one KO. I don't really want to fight anyone like that. I want to fight one where it really puts people on the edge of the seats and they think this is going to be a great fight. The same sort of fight like what happened with Glenn Foot. It was a bit of a pick-em fight. Everyone from that area thought he was going to win, and everyone up from my man thought I was going to win. So they're the fights I want, because when you're in the gym, it pushes you that bit more. You have the grip between your teeth, and they're the fights what I always want now, basically.
Well, I think you've earned the right to demand that kind of fight as well, Robbie. So fingers crossed the cut does heal quickly, and hopefully we'll be seeing you back in action sooner. Congratulations, and thanks for your time.